Not all Jackson Mobile Home Park owners live in the park. Jean Barber and her husband Charlie purchased one trailer 4 or 5 years ago and another a little over 2 years ago.
We had bought the first one to put our youngest daughter in. She needed a place to live, and we thought, well, this is a good place for her to be able to start. Then our oldest daughter needed a place to live. We bought that trailer through Jackson's Trailer Court with the understanding that Jackson's Trailer Court will always be there.
She says their youngest daughter, Michelle, is 36 and still a resident, and their elder daughter, Leona, is in her early 40s and has since moved to Hawaii.
And they were both struggling and needed a place for themselves to get started. The oldest daughter moved out, so we've started renting this one out and just trying to figure out what to do with it.
Barbara says she attended meetings Jackson residents have held to discuss the closure and describes the chaos.
It's crazy. It's just crazy because there is no answer. Nobody's talking. Nobody knows who to talk to because nobody has answers. But something's going to have to give.
Like other owners, Barbara says she and her family aren't sure what to do with their trailers.
EPA, we have to go through them to get permission for some type of testing or something, but we don't know who EPA is to go through. We don't know who to go through to see if our trailer's even worth moving, but we don't even have a place to move them to. We would have liked to have been able to donate the one to a nonprofit organization. There's no nonprofits that could even use it because no nonprofits have a place to move them themselves.
Barbara may not live in Jackson's, but she says the closure tears at her.
People say, why worry about this, Jean? It's not your problem. It is. It's a community problem. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are our children's friends.
She says low-income families don't have many options.
You know, people say they can leave the island. Well, they can't leave the island because they don't have a job where they would go. They don't have housing where they would go. If it was that convenient, it wouldn't be so bad.
Barbara says she advised families that they need to move, that the closure will happen, and that they need to prepare. She says she has told them they have a better chance of getting an extension if they pay their rent on time and keep their areas clean. As for her and her family, Barbara says her one daughter left in town is staying in the park until they can find a place, and they're looking into buying a condo as a next step.